Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in on the drive. Carrington Harrison here. Steven Spector here. Sports Machine Sean Levine here. Coming up in about 15 minutes. Chiefs had OTAs today. They had a little media availability. Justin Houston talk, Patrick Mahomes talk, Andy Reid talk, Eric Berry talk, all the heavy hitters talk, and fans of the NFL. I got a question to ask you because I don't have the right answer, but maybe one of you who are much smarter than me have the right answer. In 30 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in a national cash contest, and we'll catch up with Royals broadcaster Rex Hudler. Spec, what was today's pop quiz?
Today's pop quiz was Step Brothers, John C. Riley's birthday today.
All right.
Congratulations on being born on today.
Happy birthday to John C. Riley. Are we going Talladega Nights or Step Brothers? Which one's the better movie?
I'm going Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights or Step Brothers?
Step Brothers.
Let's put that up on a Twitter poll. I'm very curious to see what people would say about that. I would vote Talladega Nights, but Step Brothers is funny. I enjoy
it. At the time, Step Brothers was really funny. Have you gone back and watched it since? Very
I've been watching it probably like a couple years, but I enjoyed Step Brothers. I think it was pretty funny. Phone line 913-576-7610. I need to talk to the married people out there because I read a story today online and Spector told me I was crazy. You kind of looked at me with a little, you kind of looked at me like I was a little bit crazy. Do we all know who Ronaldinho is? Soccer star?
Ronaldinho.
Him. Ronaldinho, soccer star. He is reportedly set to marry two women at a private ceremony this August. He's 38 years old. He started dating one of his fiancés in 2016. In the middle of their relationship, he continued a relationship with another woman. He proposed to both of them. They all live at his house together.
I've never heard that word plural, fiancés.
He's got two of them.
Meet my fiancés.
He gave both of them an engagement ring at the early part of last year, and he gives them an allowance
Did he propose at the same time?
I don't. He doesn't say. Okay. You're asking a lot of follow-up questions.
I apologize.
A very
okay,
quick
keep
story.
Going. My bad.
And he gives them each month an allowance of $2,000. Everybody in this story is perfectly cool with it. My question would be, does this not sound like the absolute life to me? We've all been in relationships and we all know relationships. I'm a firm believer of the 80-20 rule. That nobody is going to give us the 100%. There's no person out there that you can feel 100% with. And for the most part, we all make concessions on things that our partner does that we necessarily don't like. Can you imagine a life and a scenario in which the person that you feel like you're getting 80% from will let you go get the other 20% and you can be perfectly happy and everybody that can be perfectly happy? I need someone to explain to me how this is a bad idea. Everybody is on board with this idea. And think about it. We've all come home. I know we've all been in this scenario. You had a great day at work. I mean, a great day at work. And your wife, your fiance, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend had a terrible day at work. And it just ruins your mood instantly. You got a promotion at work. You're kind of skipping. You maybe got ice cream on the way home. You had an amazing day. And then you walk in and that person is in a terrible mood. And it brings down the rest of your evening. This never has to happen in his life. Hey, you know what? Hey, you're having a tough time. I'll let you be alone. I'm just going to go upstairs. And then you have another happy person to share the rest of your evening with. This is maybe one of the most brilliant ideas I have ever heard in my entire life. Now, I'm not saying regular Joe Schmo can do this because you ain't got a $2,000 allowance to give both of these women every month. But if you were telling me that there was a chance that you could find this level of happiness and be with two people and everybody on board was cool with it, I think Ronaldinho, or however you pronounce his
name. Ronaldinho.
He figured out life here. I just need somebody married to tell me the flaw in my strategy. This sounds like the way to live.
I think I found the flaw. Okay, one, I'm not sure if it's legal. where you live. I'd have to do some research on that. I don't think that you can actually have two wives. Two, this is clearly a unique situation because of all the people that I know that are married, not a one of them gives their wife or wives or fiancés, plural, an allowance. So clearly it's a very unique relationship this guy has.
You definitely give her an allowance. You just don't know it.
You're assuming, though, that if you've got one pissed off woman at home, that the other one is automatically going to be happy. What happens when you've
got a chance.
Two pissed off women at home? Now you've got double the wrath to deal with. To me, it's not the greatest thing. First, I think for both of us, since we're both unmarried men, the move to make is to have a girlfriend. Then maybe one day to propose to her and make her your wife. And then you'll find out just how difficult all the stuff that comes along with that is. To me, and again, as a single guy, two wives seems like twice the trouble. Could be wrong.
Okay. I want to ask this question. I agree. At some point, it would be miserable because we've all been in a fight with women, and then you would have arguments with the other ones. You could have two angry women at some times. I would say the positive of living with two happy women a majority of the time would outweigh the negative of sometimes both of them would be in a bad mood. So I'm rolling the dice here. This sounds like the greatest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. He unlocked the cheat code here. This is like Lou Williams on steroids here. Spectre, you're in a relationship. Can you please explain to me why this is a bad idea? Because I told you about this earlier, and I was like, this is a great idea. And you looked at me like I had three heads. Can you tell me how Ronaldinho, who is getting married to two women, he was dating one, and then during the middle of the relationship, he had an ongoing relationship with another woman. He proposed to both of them. They both get an allowance. Tell me how this isn't the greatest strategy of all time.
It's very simple, and it comes down to math. When you're single, 100% of your time is your time. You want to play video games on Saturday night? Go do it. You want to go out with your boys to the casino on Saturday night? You can do it. When you enter a relationship, you would think it goes down to 50-50. It's not. You probably get 20%. So now you're going from 100% of your time to 20% of your time. You want to then split it again? You want 10% of your life to yourself? No, thank you. You want to shoot for a quarter of your life to yourself, and if you get that, you should be happy. And now you're trying to cut it down to 10 or 12%. No, thank you.
My argument is, and what you're saying is perfectly fine, because you got to do things that your partners want to do. They are already understanding enough to openly let you be in a relationship with another person. They got to be understanding for you to say, hey, you know what, it's Saturday night. Hey, you know what? Me and the boys are going out. Hey, you know what? I'm taking a guy's trip this weekend. We're talking to women who have a higher level of understanding than the ones we normally do. I can't think of any girl
women
I've ever talked to.
Women who have higher level of understanding who are willing to share a guy?
These women have unlocked the code.
They get $2,000 allowance?
To be fair, you don't usually hear about a wife that has five or six husbands, do you?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know that I ever have.
They're getting $2,000? That's it? That's pennies.
I'm simply asking the question, and I just want to hear from people that are married. A lot of people are saying, it's hard enough with my one wife. I mean, I get that. I'm not saying that there are a lot of people that could go along with this.
A lot of things come in pairs also. You get to buy one, get one. That's really going to start a conversation. Somebody's going to be pissed off right away. Let's say you want to take your wives to a fun day at Worlds of Fun. Let's say, okay, buy one, get one free ticket. All of a sudden, who gets the free ticket? Which of the wives? You haven't even gotten to the parking lot. Once you get in, you want to ride the Timberwolf. It's a two-seat ride. Now, which of your wives do you choose? There's a lot of issues, and that's just at the amusement park, let alone wait till you get to the real stuff like black tie dinners. You're not bringing two chicks to a professional black tie dinner.
Yes, you're Ronaldinho. Yes, you're
Ronaldinho.
You're bringing both of them to it on your arm, and I'm going to be like, I'm going to go up to you and shake your hand and salute you. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go up to you, and I'm going to shake your hand and salute you for unlocking life's mystery.
When someone came over and asked for toilet paper, what did you ask for?
I need $2.
Okay. So you, right? You would say you're close with money, right?
Yeah, I ain't fooling around.
Yes, I would say he's close with money.
You can't tell I ain't missing no meals.
What am I missing, though, real quick? Who needed toilet paper? Was this a neighbor?
Well, I never told you this story.
No, was this
a neighbor? One of my neighbors came over and knocked on the door and said, hey, I'm all out of toilet paper. I don't want to run to the store. Can I have a roll? And I went into the bathroom. I gave him a roll, and I said, hey, can you throw me a couple bucks?
Dude, you are a cheap savage. Throw me a couple.
Man, I had to buy the toilet paper. That.
So, Sean, Carrington asked for toilet money for toilet paper, right? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He I now need a dollar wants for that to take cigarette. Two girls to a black tie event, $150 a plate.
Right?
Plus wardrobe. You want to do that times two, but you want to ask $2 for toilet paper? You're taking your girl to Gates. You can get a meal for $15, but now it's $30.
We're getting the platter.
Maybe they want an extra. Maybe girl number two wants two sides. This is how it works out.
Carrington walks into Gates. He gets the "Hi, may I help you?" Orders himself a half a slab of ribs, and then he tells his two women, "You guys can get yourself a beef on bun and split it. It's a big enough sandwich."
Carrington's living in a frugal crazy
guy.
World.
He's all insane. Right.
Cameron and Gardner, you think I'm crazy? Go ahead.
Carrington, you're nuts. Listen, I haven't been married that long, but from what I have experienced so far, you know, it takes a lot of commitment around the holiday season to make sure you see your side of the family, you see your wife's side of the family. And if you've got to double that, just think about how much time that has to take. And then couple that with buying gifts for both of your mother-in-laws, both of your father-in-laws, both of your wives, both of your wives' cousins.
Cameron, real quick, I think you're making a hell of a point.
Cameron, thanks for the phone call.
He's making a good point, but what about the divorce rate? Everybody's got a grandpa and two step-grandpas and three grandmas. You know what I mean?
I got to buy their cousin a gift. That doesn't even make sense. I'm not even buying my own cousin gifts. Now I got to buy other people's cousins' gifts. No, that doesn't even make sense. Gideon in KC, you think I'm crazy too. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, man.
It sounds great in theory, but you got two women, and everyone knows everyone's selfish, including women. What happens when they both want alone time at the same time? Now you got a big fight on your hands.
Gideon, see, this is where I would just try to have a schedule. You know, you got to have these things. They tell me relationships are about communication. You know, girl A, her day's got to be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I don't think she'd like you calling her girl A, for the record.
I don't know their names. And then, all right, the weekends, maybe we can have together time as one big happy family here. Hey, I'm paying $2,000 a person a month. We need to have some together time on the weekends.
See, that just refers to his two wives as number one and number two.
And thank you for the phone call. No, I mean, this is it. I mean, you know.
Number two, get down here. Number one and I are ready to go.
Rodinho. I'm just telling you that this sounds like an incredible idea.
It sounds terrible. It sounds like a horrible idea.
I mean, Brazilian soccer legend Rodinho is reportedly set to marry two women at the same time in a private ceremony. He's been dating one of them. He had a relationship with the other one. He proposed to both of them, gave them each an engagement ring. They didn't get shortchanged.
I feel like when you think of the best case scenario that could work out, and maybe that's like an evening type thing. Maybe your mind's starting to wander. What could I do with these two wives? Yes, that would be awesome. Now take yourself to the negative. When things get really bad, when there's a lot of angriness from these women, now you've got double the trouble. I just don't think it's worth it.
I'm just out here trying to help people. And it sounded like a good idea to me. You guys have perhaps convinced me that it's not a good idea and it's not as utopic as I envisioned it being, but you know, it sounded like a really good idea. Good luck to him and his two wives. I assume as long as the checks keep clearing, as long as he keeps having the $2,000.
Why cut it off at two, Rodinho? Get you a third.
I assume that it's going to continue to work well. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll catch up with Rex Heller, and we'll also give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. On the other side, everybody of importance spoke at OTAs today. And there is one part about the Chiefs defense that we are completely forgetting about. We'll tell you what it is next on The Drive. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll catch up with Rex Heller. We'll also give you a chance to win $1,000 in the national cash contest. Today, some of the key Chiefs players and Chiefs brass spoke at OTAs. Here's what Justin Houston had to say about how he's feeling currently.
I'm in great health. I finished the season with no injuries last year. I was able to just focus on myself and not an injury. So that was a plus.
That's Justin Houston. Here's also what he had to say about he and another key Chiefs piece needing to stay healthy this year, that key piece being one Eric Berry.
I just pray we both stay healthy. It's been a while that we both have a healthy, complete season. So that's what I would like to see this year from both of us. Both of us be healthy all year.
That's from Justin Houston. One more cut here. Eric Berry, who missed most of last season with an injury, is saying, let me guess this. He's taking it one day at a time.
put in work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going, injuries are injuries, but how you bounce back from them. I mean, he stuck to it, endured the process, and he came back just fine. So I'm not too concerned with it. I'm going to just stick to the process, make sure I give 100% every day, conquer each day, one day at a time, and just come back like I'm supposed to.
So that was Eric Berry and Justin Houston as they met with the media today at OTAs. I do feel in our conversations about the NFL and about the Chiefs defense more specifically, we do not factor in maybe the importance of Eric Berry and how big having him back on the defense is. In my opinion, when he last was healthy in the 2016 NFL season, Eric Berry was one of the 10 best defensive players in the NFL. Maybe 10 is even being a little bit too strict on it. I think he was one of the 5 best defensive players. I think in 2016, you could have made a very convincing argument for Eric Berry to win Defensive Player of the Year in 2016. I would say their best defensive game of last season. They played really well that second game against the Raiders, but the first game of the season against the New England Patriots, in which he was mostly lined up against Gronk, and they really slowed down Tom Brady, I would say that was the best defensive effort we saw all season from the Chiefs, who was on the field. Who is a key member on the field in that game? It's Eric Berry. Man, I'd love to go back and see the numbers. We're certainly going to have a lot of time this summer to look at the defensive numbers with Eric Berry and without Eric Berry, because they certainly have enough of a sample size on either side. I'm going to guess they are substantially better with Eric Berry on the field than without. That, yes, you lose a guy as talented as Marcus Peters and some other things that are wrong with this defense. But if you're telling me in 2018 the Chiefs are going to add one of the 10, 15, 20 best defensive players in the NFL, they got a chance to take a big step forward on defense.
And maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not too worried about this guy coming back from a leg injury, considering that he came back from cancer and had the best year that he's ever had. If you don't have Eric Berry, you've got Eric Murray. And nothing against Eric Murray, but he's definitely not Eric Berry on his best day. Look, man, this secondary has a chance to be bad, to be really bad. You're talking about Nelson, Sorensen, Fuller, and if you don't have a healthy Eric Berry, Eric Murray. You don't have Marcus Peters back there. The secondary wasn't really good last year, even with Marcus Peters. I think that this could be the Achilles heel, he said, for a football team that I see most other levels of this team. I'm talking all around. Special teams is fine. Defense, the linebackers, if Justin Houston stays healthy, if D4 does what at some point we expect him to do, Reggie Ragland was awesome. I'm not too worried about that level. I like Alan Bailey. I think that Chris Jones has a chance to be really good heading into his third season. The secondary is really concerning because I'm not worried about the offense. I think this is going to be one of, if not the best offense that the Kansas City Chiefs have ever had. It's going to be very Dick Vermeil-esque. But the problem is, C-Dot, if you got a bunch of dudes that look like Eric Warfield out there in the secondary that can't stop anybody, then you can be outscored, and it's going to cost you some games. This secondary could be bad.
No, their secondary absolutely could be bad this season. I'm not going to make it seem like Eric Berry coming back is going to fix all the problems with the Chiefs' defense. But, I mean, we can look this up tomorrow because I would be very curious. I'd love to see the Chiefs' defense in their last 32 games with Eric Berry. And their last 32 games without Eric Berry. And I'm going to guess they are substantially better with Berry on their team than without. So I think with this Chiefs offense, man, you're not asking the defense to be top 10. You're not asking them to be the Jacksonville Jaguars. Man, if the Chiefs defense can get to 19th through 15th in the NFL on defense, man, you got a chance to win 10, 11 games because I think they're going to be able to score. I think with the weapons they have on defense, they're going to be able to be top 5, top 8 in the NFL offensively. And if you can just get your defense to adequate, and if adding Eric Berry and maybe freeing up Justin Houston a little bit where he can get back to 13 to 15 sacks a season, if you can just be competent defensively, man, you got a chance to do something with the offense, at least on paper, that we think they could have.
You're talking about, you know, an ex-girlfriend or something that in reality she's probably a 4, and you're trying to make her out to be an 8. This Chiefs defense is not that. This Chiefs defense is closer to a 4. We can go over the names. They don't really, you know, give you too much excitement. I think Reggie Ragland's going to be really good this year. I think if he's healthy, Justin Houston's going to be really good. But, man, that's a couple of answers. Here's my question marks. How good's Nelson going to be? How good's Sorensen going to be? How good's Fuller going to be? Is D4 going to be worth his weight? How good's Williams going to be? A lot more questions and answers on this defense.
And I guess or with your analogy, I would say I don't think you need them to be an 8. I think you need them to go to 4 to 6, which seems very manageable with the return of Eric Berry. You don't need them to be a top flight, top level defense.
Assuming that the offense is as good as you and I both think it's going to be, which is scoring upwards of last year, the Rams led the NFL with 29.9 points per game. We'll call it 30. I think the Chiefs can do that.
If you could just be adequate defensively, I think the Chiefs have a chance to be a really good team in 2018, despite changing quarterbacks. Coming up in 5 minutes, we'll give you a chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest, and we catch up with one of my favorite people in the world. Rex Hudler next on The Drive. It's time for the national cash contest. It's 1,000 on the 30s. Text the word honey, H-O-N-E, honey, to 72881. That's honey. And you could be the $1,000 cash winner in the national cash contest. 610 Sports Radio is the only sports radio station in Kansas City giving you a chance to win up to $12,000 each weekday. Just listen in on the 30s from 7A to 7P. Your next chance to win is coming up in 1 hour at 4:30. But why waste time? There's no better time than the present, they say. Complete rules and listings over at 610sports.com. One more time for those of you that are hard of hearing and in what? The back. Honey, H-O-N-E-Y, honey, to 72881. Honey is one of the greatest movies of our time. If you've never seen Honey before, the performance that Jessica Alba delivers in Honey is all time. I mean, it's up there with Forrest Gump, Shawshank Redemption, The Dark Knight, The Town, The Departed. I mean, some of the great movies of this generation. Honey, an American classic. If you've never seen it before.
Did they ever make a second Honey?
Yeah, they did make a second Honey. Jessica Alba wasn't in there, so I didn't really check for it. Jessica Alba, you know how I love Rihanna? Jessica Alba was high school Rihanna for me. I loved Jessica Alba. So if you've never seen the movie Honey, which is the code word today, I'm telling you right now, I will Venmo you the $3 so you can see Honey. That's how good of a movie that it is.
He's not going to Venmo you. He's not going to do that.
And it's something that everybody should see. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll get to more people who have commented on our poll. We had a poll on Twitter yesterday, if you missed it. It was, who is the best player that Carl Peterson drafted? Carl Peterson is drafted. Derek Thomas or Tony Gonzalez. So we have been asking various football experts on what they think about that. This is what Bill Moss had to say about our poll question. Who is the better player that that Carl Peterson drafted? Is it Derek Thomas or Tony Gonzalez?
Great question. Great question. DT was a game changer. There's no question. I mean, Derek Thomas won games by sacking the quarterback, safeties, strip fumble, turning the ball over, giving it to the offense on the 10-yard line going in. Tony was an unbelievable player going to the Hall of Fame. Most catches for any tight end in the NFL. But Derek Thomas changed the course of the game.
So that's Bill Moss. We've got a lot of people chiming in on our little poll question.
How do you not have Percy Snow on here as great as Carl Peterson?
I don't think Percy Snow is one of them. I don't know if Percy Snow is finishing top five, top 10 in our list of people. While we wait to catch up with Rex Hudler, if you missed a little bit of breaking news, I don't know how breaking it can be, from John Heyman of FanRag Sports, the Royals are said to be, quote, quietly letting other teams know they expect to have a for sale sign up soon.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
That is not to say trades aren't expected immediately, but Royals people appear very realistic about where the team stands. Quote, one person who spoke to the Royals people suggests they are, quote, open to anything. I want to catch up with Rex Hudler right now on the Drive Hotline. Hey, Hud.
Cito, how you doing, bud?
Doing fantastic. Hud, we're kind of talking about some trade rumors, at least involving the Royals. What is it like to play with trade rumors or on a team where guys are rumored to be traded?
Oh, Cito, that's a beautiful thing, to tell you the truth. Now, you don't necessarily, as a team, want to be in a situation like the Royals are in and not really in it to where, you know, they're not all pulling on the same end of the rope to win. Don't get me wrong, but the speculation is they're going to be traded at some particular point. And if you're a player that they're talking about, you're okay with that. You've always been trained to perform at your best, even if your names aren't mentioned, because there's always somebody after your job. So you have to be able to – but when you hear that you're wanted, ain't that a beautiful thing? Because everybody wants to be wanted, C-Dot. It makes you feel good.
No, you are very right on that. Hud, I wanted to ask you this because I was looking up on Baseball Reference, one of your favorite websites. I was looking at your career. You never faced Nolan Ryan one time?
Mitch Bomber, man. Look, we missed teams. He was in the National League. I was in the American League. I was in the National League. He was in the American League. We swapped, and we never crossed paths. Now, that's not to say I would have ever got to face him because, you know, I had a booty problem when I faced right-handed. That booty leaked out, and I couldn't keep it inside because the breaking balls were too tough. So I had a hard time facing righties, but I could hit a lefty.
Never want that booty leak out, Hutt. That's a bad thing. Sean Levine here. Good to talk to you again, Hutt. I look at the numbers for the Kansas City Royals, and to me, there's one glaring issue, and that's the pitching. A 5.39 ERA and an opponent batting average of .282. Do you see that getting better or worse first?
Oh, I see it getting better, hopefully. The last two starts have been good. Hamill, on the road even, executed his pitches. The guys seem to be healthy. There's not any issues that I'm aware of. So if the health is there, the track record is there. You know, it's not good on Scopeland, but it is on Junis. We need enough track record. We know what he's doing, and guys are confident coming to the park. That's the main thing. We've got two decent starts in a row. If we can get Danny Duffy to perform and execute his fastball and pitch off of it and trust that fastball at 94, 95, 96, you know, he's been getting hurt with his breaking ball and his changeup like he hasn't ever before. So the fastball, he's got to establish that heater, but you have to execute pitches. They know how to do it. Starting staff's good. The pin's starting to formulate into a nice little four guys in that bullpen that they're trusting really well. So, you know, the starting staff can be righted because they're healthy and they just have to bear down and execute and make some adjustments in their mechanics like Hamill did. He worked on his lower half. His lower half wasn't lining up. He wouldn't be able to get the ball down. Little things like that, when you're struggling, you must search for until you find a remedy. That's the way the game is. It can be done. They can fix it.
Yeah, Hud, you mentioned Danny Duffy. 51 innings pitch, gave up 63 hits, an ERA just under 7. We know the numbers. They're not good. Danny expects a lot more of himself, as do us as Royals fans. Did you ever find yourself in kind of a mental funk? Because I think that with Danny, it's just as much physical as it is mental between the ears right now. Did you ever find yourself in a mental funk at any point in your career, and how did you get yourself out of it?
Oh, yeah. You know what? The game will make you think, even if you don't want to think, and if you have a half a brain, even, you got to think. It's really could be a tough thing, especially when you want to help so badly, and like Danny Duffy wants to help. You know, he wants to help the team win. He's a team player, a great guy, stand-up guy, not afraid to stand up and say, hey, I haven't performed the way I'm supposed to perform. Things are going to change. I'm going to get better. So you have to find a way, and hopefully you have a support system around you at home or some sort of support system that can help you through it. I know now they have a lot of success with the mental psychologists. The coaches, the mental coaches that teams have now, man, where were they when I needed one? You know, so your support system is huge as far as helping you and encouraging you, and you try to stay off of the social media. Okay, now we didn't have it when I was there. I didn't have that distraction, but the newspapers and the televisions, and when you were struggling, they were talking about you. Radio shows on the way to the ballpark. Don't listen to them. You know, keep your focus. Keep your focus on good, positive things that are gonna help you perform the way you know you can. That's the whole key, is to stay positive. Duffy will, and hopefully tonight, become the Danny Duffy tonight that we're capable and we're used to seeing.
Hud, it is always good talking to you. Have a good broadcast today, and enjoy the game.
Ah, fellas, it's great here on Arlington. Looking forward to it. Danny Duffy. He's going to be toughy tonight. I feel it.
That's our guy, Rex Hudler. Thanks, Hud. I didn't know he was. I thought he was going to say bye or something. I was expecting a bye from our guy, Rex Hudler.
Carrington, I have some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to save it for the other side?
I don't know if you have enough.
How bad
time.
Is this bad news?
It's bad.
Is he going to cry?
It's bad. It's really a black mark, black eye on the whole thing.
I think I have an idea of what it is.
It's bad.
If it's based on the text line, I would figure that you're going to be a friend and maybe you would, you know,
It has not been scrubbed to the record. It has been cut.
But all right. If that's how we're going to play it, we can play it like Lionel Richie, maybe all night long, if that's how you want to do it.
You done messed up.
We'll get to this bad news. And again, as Spectre continues to be a mole for people that only want to bring this show harm, on the other side, it's The Drive. Back in on The Drive, coming up at 4 o'clock. Spectre ran in today from his car. He looked at me and said, there's only one thing I want to talk about. We'll get to that coming up in 15 minutes. We'll also give you a chance to win $1,000 in our National Cash Contest coming up at 4:30. You got two more chances during The Drive to win that cool $1,000. But if you've been listening to the show while we've been doing the National Cash Contest, you know that I've only had one fear. It's becoming a drop. I know how the text line operates. I know how the callers operate, how Twitter operates, and I know how the producers here at 610 Sports Radio get down. If you mess up, oh my goodness, it will be marked forever. The same way my guy Sports Machine Sean Levine teased a tornado. The same way. If you do something on this radio station that people can mock and make fun of, nobody turns the other cheek. People try to use your weakest and lowest moments against you.
I'm still not sure that the teasing of the tornado wasn't great radio. Tornadoes all over the place. What do they teach us in J101 or in one of your initial radio classes? You got to tease. You got to keep the audience. So I went out there and
you
I said,
the tornado,
there's tornadoes
bro.
All over the place coming up next. Stay tuned to find out if you're in the area.
I mean, we'll play it. I don't have it pulled up right now, but we'll play it. So this was when Spectre messed up, or excuse me, this is when Heist messed up the national code word.
This hour's code word is panda. Text panda, P-E-N-D-A.
So that's when our guy, Benny Heist, messed up the code word.
You've become what you've made fun of for so long.
The text line is telling me that I messed up the code word. Let's hear. I got to be sure. Text the word honey. H-O-N-E. Honey.
Dude, I think Pooh Bear spells honey closer than that.
Text the word honey. H-O-N-E. Honey.
H-O-N-E-Y. Just so we are clear ourselves with, you know, corporate. Honey is spelled H-O-N-E-Y.
Well, maybe see, that's talking about a different kind of honey. Is there one of those things above the E, perhaps?
Honey. That's what
honey.
I meant. Honey.
Honey.
Like, I'll never forget when I was in college, there was this girl. Her name was Mallory, but it was like spelled
Mallory.
Like
Mallory.
It was spelled like Mallory, but it had an apostrophe over it. And I was like, your name is Mallory. Like, let's cut it. Your parents wanted to be a little different, so they call you Mallory. Your name is Mallory. But that's what it is. It's honey, but it was just honey. You know? That's the word honey. H-O-N-E, honey. I wish I remembered how it was saved in here when you teased the tornado.
I know a Lindsay.
When you teased the tornado, oh, here it goes. I found it.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to Gary Parrish, but a tornado has touched down outside the Kansas City area. I'll tell you where it's at next on the Night Show.
That's a tease, boys. That's a tease. Are you going to die? Find out coming up next.
You said I'll tell you on the other side.
H-O-N-E. There's five letters in the damn word. You couldn't get it right, Hone.
Text line 69306. He just needs to hone it in. All right, let's relax.
Text the word honey. H-O-N-E. Honey.
All right, everybody.
You couldn't even spell your favorite movie right.
Everybody here is a comedian today. Everybody's got the jokes today.
Jessica Alba. A-L-B. Alba.
I was pissed off at my niece in the fourth grade spelling bee for missing raspberry because she didn't know there was a P in the word. You can't spell a honey. You're a grown-ass man.
I mean, I did the best. I hope that I spelled it correctly later on, and I hope that the people that need the money, that are trying to win the code word,
added a Y to the word honey.
I hope that they realize my error and moved on.
Speck,
you guys,
Speck, what's
moved
the dumbest
on?
Thing you've said behind the mic? Because I know mine.
I'm not googling it. I'm looking at my system.
Mine
right now.
Mine is by far when I said that Benjamin Franklin was on Mount Rushmore. That one was tough to live down.
See, I got this one. The U.S. Weekly Magazine, which is Us Weekly Magazine.
I mean, if you've done this for long enough, everybody has one of those things. Like
Omar Infante's
Everybody has one of those. Like, everybody has a, like, I remember.
Man, the fart is really stinking it up out there.
I remember the text line used to just absolutely destroy me on whispering in interviews. Like, nonstop used to destroy me.
Hi, Dayton.
I'll play it for you.
Alex, you and I were just talking about the weather. How do you stay warm in a situation like today? You're talking to Chiefs quarterback Chase Daniel.
I don't think that was really that bad.
We'll talk about it a little more.
Play that one again.
Did you just hit puberty on the radio?
Basically. Something dropped right in the middle of that segment.
Yeah, the text line, they get on you for everything. I mean, it's not, you know.
Apparently, I couldn't spell Miguel Cabrera or say Miguel Cabrera. Does not have a chance to be better than Miguel Cabrera.
Cut tape.
And I remember when I got my wisdom teeth taken out, Inspector set me up. That's when I should have known that he was a mole for the other team. I mean, we still haven't stopped playing this.
Yeah, especially with the chief nurse. Like, I thought it was the beginning of a porn movie. Like, you wake up and it's like it's a chief nurse lady, and then it wasn't a porn.
This might have actually been one of my top three takes I've ever had on the radio, which tells you how bad my career has gone. But this is actually like a really strong take I had.
I got a sports take.
Good, let me hear it.
Why do people hate the wave so much? Like, I don't understand why they hate the wave. So let them wave. I wave at people all the time. I love the wave.
You love the wave, dude. So were you doing the wave Friday night?
Hell no, I'm an adult. I'm not doing the wave. The wave is for kids and women. I'm not doing the wave.
I mean, that actually was a strong take. I mean, a little sexist now in retrospect.
Very.
I mean, in retrospect, what I mean?
I haven't heard you that messed up since Danny's wedding when all the Jewish people started doing the Hava Nagili. And what did you think it was?
I didn't know what people were doing. I had no clue what it was. I just was looking around and people were doing these weird dances.
Oh, you called it the Jewish soul train.
That is what I called it. I did call it the Jewish soul train.
You got down with it, though.
Yeah, no, it was cool. Yeah. I mean, it was a good time.
That's cool.
It did look like the Jewish soul train. I wasn't really trying to be disrespectful. You guys remember when I dropped my phone in the skillet when I was doing the Facebook Live when I was like trying to be a chef?
Oh my God. I dropped my phone. Hold on.
If you've done this long enough, everybody has
text the word honey. H-O-N-E. Honey.
What'd you do about that phone situation, by the way?
It actually worked. I mean, I was like shaking it like a Polaroid picture. I was trying to get all the grease out of that thing. I was shaking that thing for a good 15 minutes trying to get all the stuff out. Like, I had to like stop the video. I had to fix it. And then I remember I was cooking chicken, and then I cut the chicken open and on Facebook Live, and it was not done. And I mean, for 20 minutes, the comments were just absolutely destroyed.
Oh, you're cooking raw chicken. You're dropping your cell phone in the grease. I'm screwed, man. Just before the show today, I dropped my phone.
No drop.
I'm not sure.
I want to hear that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is. I can't think of
someone from the text line's asking us to play it. I don't know what it is, though.
I'm not really sure what that is. Text line 69306. Wasn't honey written down right in front of you? Yeah, I mean, players mess up. You know, I messed up. I apologize. Hopefully
text the word honey. H-O-N-E. Honey.
It'd be one thing if they asked you to spell metamorphosis. If that was the day, you know, the word of the day. All right, that's one thing. Honey? Five letters?
I'm not letting you get on anybody about anything when you're out here teasing tornadoes.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to Gary Parrish, but a tornado has touched down outside the Kansas City area. I'll tell you where it's at next on the Night Shift.
My national code word mistake has no effect on anybody's lives.
I'm trying to
You're
keep
out
the
here
people
playing
safe.
With people's lives.
You can't spell right. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to Gary Parrish, but a tornado has touched down outside the Kansas City area. I'll tell you where it's at next on the Night Shift. Can spell cloud. K.
You know what?
O-O-D.
I will say this in retrospect. This take isn't as bad as when you gave it. Because I remember you were mad.
I was
clowning you for the... Goodness gracious.
What the hell was that?
We're about to die.
Unless you knew the other parameters, that you've got Andy Reid as your head coach, that you've got a solid running game, that you've got a pass-catching tight end and an emerging Tyreek Hill, that you've got probably a top 8-9 defense in the league. In that case, you don't want Matthew Stafford. He can lose you a game. You don't want Andrew Luck. What? That's crazy. You want a guy like Alex Smith. Now, there's a couple of elite quarterbacks out there, obviously, you're going to take.
You'd rather have Alex Smith than have Matt Stafford or
with this team
or Andrew
at
Luck?
This time, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
That take isn't as bad now in retrospect.
You know, looking back on it, yeah.
H-O-N-E.
Thank you.
Honey.
Hindsight's definitely 20/20, but that take's not as bad as it was.
Even if we go back to the honey take 5 years from now, there's still going to be a Y at the end of the word. You're screwed, no,
very,
buddy.
Very, 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 very valid point. Coming up in 2 minutes, Spectre came in today and said, I only want to talk about one thing. We're going to talk about that one thing next on The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.